dependent on, of course, where you're located. But I think we'll see towards parts of eastern and northeast England staying largely dry.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 11th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. General synopsis at midnight, high northern France, 1,022, expected German Bight, 2,025 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then east 4 or 5 later in German Bight. Fair, good. Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast, then cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Fog patches at first, thundery showers later in Portland and Plymouth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first and poor later in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, east, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic, becoming southerly or southwesterly later, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast, 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, south or southeast, 4 to 6. Rain, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Malin, Hebrides, southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east at first, occasional rain, moderate or good. Bailey, easterly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, veering southerly, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Ferrol, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far west, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southeast, 4, 14 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by east, 3. Slight rain, 32 miles, 1,016, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by east, 1. More than 38 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Lucas, northwest, 1. 9 miles, 1,018, now rising. Bridlington, west-southwest, 1. 1,020, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 3, 5 miles, 1,020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southwest, 2, 2 miles, 1,020. Jersey, northeast by east, 1, 9 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 2, 2 miles, 1,019. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast, 2, 4 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southeast, 2, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,016, falling. Ronald's Way, northeast, 2, 9 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast, 2, 19 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 11th of June. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the United Kingdom will bring fair weather and mostly light to moderate winds to many coastlines at first. This ridge will move slowly eastwards through Wednesday, allowing an area of thundery showers to move northwards across the west from Wednesday evening, while high pressure persists in the east until Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, 2 or 3, increasing 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south or southeast, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast, 4 to 6. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later, occasionally 6 later in east. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Southeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southeast 5 or 6 later. Showers later, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast or south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in North Channel. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. In a moment, Farming Today hears about efforts to contain a virus affecting sheep, cattle and goats in England and Wales. First here on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace.
Good morning. At one point, in the Desiderata by Max Ehrmann, he commends his reader to nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. In the Christian faith, right at the start of the Bible, God recognises in his creation that it is not good for humans to be alone. As a triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit, God himself knows the beauty of community and perfect communion with others. He sees his creation of humanity and immediately knows that we will need community, communion, and connection to thrive. Loneliness and isolation beget all manner of despair and darkness. The Bible also addresses the power of anxiety that Ehrman points out in this extract. As beautifully translated by Eugene Peterson, Philippians 4 says, "Do not fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. God, I pray for the courage and boldness to pray to you today, to offer my pain, my worries, my fears. I pray for community, people around me who I can connect with and trust. And I pray for those who are more lonely than I. Provide for them the same. Amen."
That was Prayer for the Day with Julia Lovelace. Now Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, why the livestock industry is asking Wales, Scotland and England to align their approach to blue tongue virus restrictions.
It would be catastrophic for the industry if they can't move their animals. And, you know, we'd very quickly get into an animal welfare worry with upland farms not being able to move their sheep in the direction that they should go.
We'll have more on that a little later. First, though, to funding. While the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is getting ready to make her spending review statement later today, many farming and conservation groups have already been lobbying Westminster to try to convince ministers that any more cuts must be avoided. Well, it may be canny timing, but Def